Flaherty nodded. A mind trap. Very clever. Yet how good was it, really? Somehow the cursed shitting boy had passed, hadn't he?
Whatever the boy saw will turn into what we fear,
the Tahin said.
It works on imagination.
Imagination? Flaherty seized on the word. Fine. Whatever they see down there, tell them to just ignore it. He raised an arm to motion his men onward, greatly relieved by what Lamb had told him. Because they had to press the chase, didn't they? Sayre, or Walter O'Dim, who was even worse, would very likely kill the lot of them if they failed to stop yon snot-babby. And Flaherty really did fear the idea of dragons, that was the other thing. Had, ever since his father had read him a story about such when he was a boy. The Tahin stopped him before he could complete the let's-go gesture. What now, Lamb? Flaherty snarled.
You don't understand. What's down there is real enough to kill you. To kill all of us.
What do you see, then? This was no time to be curious, but that had always been Connor Flaherty's curse. Lamla lowered his head.
I don't like to say. 'Tis bad enough. The point is, I will die down there if we're not careful. What happened to you might look like a stroke or a heart attack to a cut-em-up man, but 'twould be whatever you see down there. Anyone who doesn't think the imagination can kill is a fool.
The rest had gathered behind the Tahin now. They were alternating glances into the hazy clearing with looks at Lamla. Flaherty didn't like what he saw on their faces, not a bit. Killing one or two of those least willing to veil their sullen eyes might restore the enthusiasm of the rest. But what good would that do if Lamla was right? Cursed old people, always leaving their toys behind. Dangerous toys. How they complicated a man's life. A pox on every last one. Then how do we get past? Flaherty cried. For that matter, how did the brat get past?